Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Wednesday, March 6th, I have a great guest. You're going to love this guy, John Henson. I know you guys remember him. The real ones remember. He went to UNC. He was a big man. Then he went to the Milwaukee Bucks. He played alongside Giannis. He's got an awesome story playing Giannis one-on-one when Giannis was a rookie. You're going to love it. There's also, you know, listen, you guys know I've worked with Matt Barnes a little bit at Fox and Fox Sports Radio, and now he's got his own podcast, and if you look on YouTube, there was an incident between John Henson and Matt Barnes where Matt Barnes like ran to the locker room after him. And it hasn't really been talked about. There was like speculation as to what happened. Well, Henson tells us the real story behind the scenes. I think you're going to like it. It's good stuff. We rarely get athletes still like, I mean, Henson could probably be in the league now. Some of the guys in his draft class are like Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, pretty wild stuff. Before we get to him, just a couple quick notes. Listen, NBA is at the 20-game mark, essentially. Every team has between 20 and 22 games left at this point. And every night there's some crazy things happening. Listen, the Celtics blowing a massive lead. I think they were up 17 in the fourth, or maybe 20. And the Cavs just come back. No, I don't think Donovan Mitchell played. I don't remember seeing him. No, it was the Darius Garland show. Dean Wade came off the bench and pumped in six threes. Yeah, wild stuff. Yeah, no Donovan Mitchell. They started Okoro and the kid Merrill, who real ones know. Sam Merrill, Utah State, won some money betting on him back in the day. It's just a phenomenal comeback by the Cavs. Also in the NBA, it should be noted the Philadelphia 76ers quietly lose again. This time to Brooklyn, and if you look at the standings, guess who's in the play-in? Oh, yeah. Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat win, are currently ahead of the Sixers on tiebreak. Philly went from like, ooh, maybe this is the year Embiid gets to the conference finals, to Embiid goes down and they're headed to the play-in. If you're Joel Embiid, and you watch this team with yourself out, and you're like, wait a minute. Whoa, are we sure we're close? Are you guys sure? They are now a play-in team. I don't anticipate them losing and not getting to the actual first round, but like Mo Bamba didn't do much, campaign starting, no Tyrese Maxey. Like they are walking wounded right now. Oubre had 30, but they lose to the Nets. Just not, the vibes are not great around the Sixers. And I don't know what to, listen, I'm not going to bash them. I will though bash the Dallas Mavericks. Figure it the F out, guys. Luka, a fourth straight 30-point triple-double, and they lose again? They, like, can't beat the Pacers for some reason. The no-defense Mavs can't stop the Pacers. And, I mean, I know we're all talking about Giannis and the potential for him leaving if they get blown out and him demanding a trade. I would keep an eye on Luka. Is he going to want to put up with this crap like Kyrie Irving? Like, I cannot believe Dallas can't get it together. They were vibing around the All-Star break. They won like 7 or 8 in a row, and now they're sputtering again. Just super, supremely disappointing. No, I'm not going to talk about the Grayson Allen performance against the Nuggets. I mean, listen, if Grayson Allen's hitting 8 threes in a game, yeah, Phoenix is going to be feisty even without Devin Booker. I don't think that's going to happen on a regular basis. At any rate, let's get to our guest, former NBA player, former UNC Tar Heel, John Henson.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guest. He's never been on the pod before. It's so funny. We're getting to the stage where I'm getting older, and athletes who I, you know, bet on and watched in the NBA and college basketball, they're now coming on podcasts. Welcome in John Henson, former North Carolina big man, former Milwaukee Bucks lottery pick. Played in the league for what, about 10 years? McDonald's All-American. John, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me. Excited to be on the other side. Now I can talk how I want to talk. I can bet on sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can, you know, I hammered Duke last night. That was a good feeling, even though I'm a North
Carolina. Oh, that was a good hit. Yeah. So you're currently, born in Greensboro, grew up at like a kind of our Texas and a couple other places, but now you've settled in Tampa. And I went to your Instagram and I noticed you're like fishing a lot. And I was like, oh, NBA retirement looks nice. On boats, fishing, and your rec league. Looks like you're fairly dominant. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I fish, I golf. I do the sports media thing. I called a couple college games this year to start. I do Sirius XM twice a week, ACC radio, and I do some other stuff at the Field of 68 Network. So I'll be going to the Final Four I'm credentialed, which is weird saying I'm credentialed to go there. So I'll be in Vegas for the first round. I'll be out there. We're working with Field of 68 and BetMGM. So it's kind of taking off. And when I retired, I didn't know what I was going to do, right?
Yeah.
I had a sports media or media agent calls me and say, look, NBC Network is in New York, sports betting show. They're looking for talent. And never really understood or got into sports betting, but all my boys bet. So I understood the lingo, understood the terms, and I understood all types of stuff. So when I went up there, they were like, wow, can you start tomorrow? And here we are today. So it's been fun.
Nice. That's good. Good to hear. Glad you're getting in on the gambling. We'll get to college basketball, March Madness in a minute. I just like your story. Obviously one thing instantly jumped out when I heard, oh yeah, John Henson, would you be interested? I was like, oh my gosh, of course. And I had to look it up. You were in I think it was probably your last college basketball game against Kansas in the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. And I remember being loaded up on UNC. Was that your team with Harrison Barnes? And you guys were stacked, right? Yeah.
Yes.
You had like three guys drafted in the lottery. And it was like a nip and tuck game with Kansas. And then Kansas went on like a 12-0 run, 14, whatever it was, to end the game. And I was just shell-shocked. I still remember, this is over a decade ago, sitting there watching, like, how did this happen? And it's weird because you had such a ballyhooed high school group going to UNC. It was like I wrote down the names here, the Ware brothers. I don't know what those guys went to.
Ware twins. We had Dexter Strickland. We were number one class.
Stacked. But you went to UNC after they lost Hansborough and a million guys. Mm-hmm. They had just won the title. And so it was a bit of a tough transition to the point I was reading that Roy Williams tried to make you like a 6'10 wing. Was that accurate?
Yeah. When he was recruiting me, obviously it's kind of funny now the game is where it's at now, but 6'10 on the wing was kind of like not necessarily the, something people wanted. But I was slim. I had a slim build. He's like, I don't know if you'll be able to hold up at the college level as a big man early on. So we're going to play in the perimeter, and, that's what we wanted, right? We're thinking down the road. At the time, I was going to, like, the Vince Carter camp. So I was like a tweener, right? I was more of a four than a three, but I wanted to be a three. And, it didn't go the best way at first. I wasn't playing a lot. I played a little bit. And then Ed Davis gets hurt. And Coach Williams was like, well, we got to slide you to four, son. Sorry. Perimeter experiment is over. And then the rest is history. And by the end of my NBA career, I was a center. So shows you how the game has changed, over the last decade.
I'm curious. In high school, did you play any wing? Or I'm assuming there was not a lot of 6'10 guys.
Yeah, I played wing. I was a big man in high school. I played wing. I shot threes. I mean, I shot the ball a lot in high school. Just the way that it developed in North Carolina. I mean, I started shooting a mid-range jumper. I never shot a three, but obviously if it was now, I would have probably shot some threes at the four, right? That would probably be something I did. But that was just the nature of the game. Like, you weren't shooting a lot of threes. It wasn't very spaced. And now I look back like, woo, if I would have stayed at the perimeter, man, I who knows where I could have went, because that's where the game went, exactly. Size.
I'm trying to think, like, it's one of those deals. I hate this discussion because it doesn't look. My favorite team growing up was Patrick Ewing's Knicks. And I remember, like, Anthony Mason was tough. This is probably before your time, but like Charles Oakley, the power forward, right? The big, burly, like, bodyguard to the center. Everybody had one. It was like mandatory. Otis Thorpe for Olajuwon. You go on down the list. And it's like, I don't know if that power forward is even in the league these days. Like, I'm not saying Charles Oakley couldn't play in the NBA, but where does he fit? And it's like PJ Tucker's a power forward now, and all he does is sit in the corner and hit threes. And like, nobody tried to do that with you. And we're only talking about like 15 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, the progression, because when I came into the NBA, if you remember, the league was getting smaller and faster, right? So my third year, I'm 6'11". I can guard fours and fives. I can move my feet. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a valuable center, right? Mm. Like, okay, this is he can guard multiple positions. He can rebound, defend. He can run the court. And then the game changed again, and now everyone shoots the three. And you actually, because of the Embiids and the Jokic and the Nurkic's and those big – you mm-hmm. need a burly center these days. Yeah. So it all just depends on the flow of the player. Like, back in the day when you had those Ewings and the Olajuwons, like – if you or and Shaq, like if you didn't have someone down there that could throw their weight around, but also move, it was gonna be a long day for you. So it just that's just kind of the game. It depends on the players. Like even with point guards are kind of getting phased out now. I was actually talking to my boy the other day. I said he was like, "Who would be a good point guard to play with Luka?" And when you look down the list, like there's not really many true point guards anymore. Like it's just they're scoring guards now.
Yeah. John Stockton, like, you know, that was a pure point guard, mm-hmm. right? Now everybody's a combo because the skill level is insane. But I want to go quickly back to high school. And obviously you were a big time recruit, 6'10", yep. totally dominant. And I see you were down to Texas, UCLA and UNC. Obviously you picked the Tar Heels. I'm just curious, what's it like when big name coaches come? If it's UCLA, I'm trying to think who the coach was back then. It wasn't
Ben Howland. It's Ben Howland.
Howland, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Pitt. Yeah. And then Texas was not Rick Barnes, was it? Was it? Okay. So what's it like when those guys come in the living room and are recruiting you? Like, I know you were a North Carolina kid being from Greensboro, but did they have a chance?
You know, I was on Texas. At the time, I was living in Austin, Texas. I was on Texas. I wanted to go there, but my dad was just always like, hey, look, take your time. I mean, I was going to Texas every weekend. I was hanging out with Dexter Pittman. We were going to the football games, 10 minutes from my home. Didn't want to go anywhere else. So I told Coach Barnes, I said, hey, look, I would love to come here. But at the same time, I'm only a sophomore. I do want my teammates to get looks because, there were schools coming in and out, even my AAU team. I mean, they were every day, right? And so funny story, one day at a practice, this Duke also hopped in to recruit too. So I come out of practice in my coach's office. It's Coach K. It's Roy Williams. It's Tom Izzo. Rick Barnes, I think one more of the coaches. They're all just sitting in the offices.
This is in your 10th grade?
This is like 11th grade. Okay. Yeah, 11th grade. They're all sitting around, right? Whose hand do you go to shake first? Jeez. Who would you go to first? Tell me who you go.
At the time, probably Coach K, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
They came in late for me. They came in late for me almost they kind of came in late like, okay, well, Johnny Dawkins was recruiting me and Coach K came to see me that one day.
So maybe I would go for the guy who was earliest on the recruiting trail with me.
So I go and shake Coach Williams' hand first.
Those
eagles in there, boy.
Oh, man.
I heard that there was a lot of fallout from that decision. Ooh. But what am I supposed to do? I'm 17, 16 years old. Like,
yeah.
Who's like Coach Williams was at the time? He was Coach – I don't know. Like it was just –
I guess you could do that. You could have just done the, hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are you, fellas? But you're 17. Like, come on. A 17-year-old Jason would have been pooping his pants, basically. This is like that's intense.
It's like back-to-back Final Four, UNC on a verge of one. Tell you, like, you know, I was like, oh, my God, Coach Williams is sitting here. So that was just kind of my recruitment went. And then I went down to the Final Three, Texas, UCLA, and UNC. And the reason why I didn't go to Texas is because – Rick Barnes calls my dad. He says, hey, you know, I never told this story really like publicly, but Rick Barnes calls my dad and he goes, hey man, like, you know, why don't you just let your son commit, man? Like what's the holdup? Like, cause I was telling my dad wants me to wait. Dad gets a little upset. Oh, you know, geez. they get into an argument and then I come into the office and my dad goes, yeah, you're not going to Texas. I said, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to Texas. And so I visited UCLA, official visit, a little too far. That's when they had K-Love and Russell Westbrook.
Gosh. Yeah.
So it was, they were actually playing Texas in Pauley Pavilion. I don't know if you remember that series. That's when they had a Texas-UCLA series for a couple of years back in the day. So they were playing Texas. So I saw the Texas guys as well. Rodney Terry was my guy who was recruiting me. You know, I just didn't feel the love there, man. Like, you know, I didn't get to meet the players. I felt like I was a burden because I was a highly ranked recruit. So, like, a lot of schools I went to, I almost felt like there was a little animosity and, like, you know, like.
Oh, you would be stealing jobs?
stealing jobs and like, oh my God, shut up about this kid. Like, you know, cause I know now that I've been in the program, like I've been in those conversations. Coach Freeman called me off, say, hey, look, we've got Shabazz Muhammad coming in. Like,
oh yeah,
we need him. He's going to be great. Like what, like, you know, and I'm like, okay, I hear you, coach. I hear you. But like the reason why I chose North Carolina is because I felt at home there. There was no animosity. The players, they hit me up and they hung out with me. They invited me places. It just, the energy was just so much different. It was just like a no brainer.
Yeah.
And also coach Ben Howland kept calling my high school coach my dad. So that kind of pissed me off too. So.
Oh geez. Yeah, wow. Yeah. So that's interesting. So yeah. Some of these egos, I like that. I mean, it's not an easy choice for a young kid, but it does feel good to be wanted, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it does. And you know, at the time I was the number one power forward rated in the class.
You remember who two was?
Derrick Favors.
Oh, that's right. The kid out of New Jersey. Yeah, I covered him for a minute in high school. I saw Tristan Thompson. Was he also up there or was he the following year?
He was the following year. Tristan, I played with Tristan, so me and him always laugh because he was like, you know, if you would have went to Texas, I wouldn't have went there. And
that's
then
right.
When I decided to stay at North Carolina, he said, when I saw you were going to stay, you were going to be ahead of me. Me and Rich Paul, we were like, oh, we're definitely leaving now, right? Because now we get slotted up to be the first power forward taken, which a team with a need would take, you know, depending on where you slotted. So me and him were kind of laugh about it. We were kind of like intertwined and we ended up playing with each other. So that was fun.
So you go to UNC and listen, I'm not going to call it a disappointment. Obviously you get to two Elite Eights. It's not bad, but no Final Four. Obviously you didn't expect that, right?
Definitely didn't expect it. I laugh all the time. I'm like, man, if I knew we were going to lose, if we're going to lose our starting point guard and lose a Kansas Elite Eight, I probably would have left, but you know.
Oh wait, who was the point? Was it Kendall Marshall?
Yeah. That's why the Kansas game, we didn't have him. So that's why we struggled down the stretch. Tyshawn Taylor, like, he killed us. We had no.
Oh, the little guard for Kansas. That's right, man. Oof. Tough one. So you decide to leave after your junior year. You were the two-time defensive player of the year, obviously, you know, utterly dominant at the defensive end. And I love the pre-draft process stuff. My favorite one is the Tyreek Evans versus Steph Curry in a workout. And the Grizzlies saw that and were like, oh, Tyreek Evans is our guy. You know, we got to grab him. He just annihilated Curry one-on-one, which is stupid. When you go into these workouts, did you have any like showdowns where you went up against big guys?
My class was me, Jared Sullinger, Terrence Jones, Myers Leonard, Perry Jones.
Hold on, Terrence Jones, Kentucky, right? Yep. But he was more of a stretch.
Yeah, but we were slotted as power forward, so we all came together, you know, and we all kind of came in as one.
Would you say Drummond was in that mix?
I never worked out with Drummond. I only worked out with Drummond was projected top five, so he was on a different workout plan individually.
Gotcha.
So the workout that I think is the funniest one was Golden State. So Golden State had no interest in drafting me. They wanted Harrison, right? So they brought me in to ask about Harrison.
No.
Right. So they want nothing to do with me. But you know, we had to do a workout, right?
Could you tell at the time they were not interested in you?
So we go get lunch or breakfast before the workout, and you know, so they don't ask anything about me. I'm talking about, they didn't ask me what my favorite color was. They're like, so how's Harrison as a locker room guy? So you think he can fit in with the NBA locker room? You know, like I was like, oh, okay, this is why I'm here. And then furthermore, the workout. They threw me and Jared Sullinger in this workout it's a big kid from Temple. His name's Mike. I follow him. He's my friend, actually. He was pretty much these two, like 7 foot, 275 bruiser, pound, just massive human beings. I'm 220. Big Sully's undersized power forward. And all we did was just do rebounding, box out, 2-on-2 the whole day. And me and Jared were just getting thrown around like ragdolls.
What do you think that's about?
I just want to see. Hey, look, we're not drafting him. Let's have some fun. That's how I felt it was.
Yeah. Wow. So they ended up taking Draymond Green in the second round.
Yeah. And they took Harrison number 7.
They did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could tell they were going Harrison. Interesting. So I'm sure that's a crappy feeling you guys brought me. But you couldn't say that, right? You're a young, like 21.
No, you're excited. But, you know, once you sit back and look at it, you're like, okay, well, I literally called Harrison like, yeah, go. I did go to State Rock today. they're going to pick you, because I don't think they even asked me how my flight was, let alone how they didn't ask me any. I don't think I answered one question about myself. It was all about him.
Yeah. That's a bit of a bummer. Anyway, so you get drafted by the Bucks, and it's so weird. I did not even realize this until I really looked at you. Mm-hmm. You ended up playing with young Giannis in Milwaukee, yeah, which is crazy. So, you know, you had a, would you say a good run there? Like, I know you were a big guy in the community, obviously, mm-hmm, outside of one incident that, you know, was racial profiling, yeah, but, I don't know. Some of the stuff I was reading about Scotty Skiles and Jason Kidd and you getting in the doghouse, I don't know how much you want to get into that, but I'm sure the audience would care.
Was Coach Skiles. So when I got there, we had like Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings, and we had Drew Pierce-Billa, Drew Gooden, Samuel D'Alembert. These are like the old school NBA guys. So like, it was like a transition. Like, for instance, like I would have to get Popeyes and Pizza Hut every plane trip, right? Every trip. If you did that today in the NBA, like, you might get traded. Like, seriously, like, that's how much has changed. Like, if you're not bringing in quinoa bowls and smoothies, like, they're going to be like, what are you doing? Like, you can't eat pizza, which I think is, I guess it's right, but dudes still eat pizza. Like, just not on the plane anymore, right? So, Skiles, he was tough, but I got lucky, because Skiles doesn't take shit. If you're not playing hard, if you don't want to play, he's going to play. Okay, Rook, get in there. He don't want to play? Rook, get in there. I'll play 40 minutes. So I was blessed to have a coach like that, because nobody wanted to be in Milwaukee. Nobody really wanted to be there. There's a lot of guys with contracts that were you know, free agents, like Mike Dunleavy, Monte Ellis didn't sign an extension. Brandon Jennings didn't sign an extension. Like, so there was a lot of things going on with that team. And I was just a young, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed rookie, like, just wanted to play basketball. And, you know, I mean, I had a game that year where I had, like, 21 points or 17 points, 25 rebounds, 7 blocks. Like,
I saw that as a rookie.
Yeah, me, Shaq, and Mutombo, some wild stat that I have no business being a part of. So I got to kind of show what I could do, and then that led me to the next year where I played fairly well. And then we got a new coach, you know, which was Jay Kidd. And then Jay Kidd comes in and says, you guys won 15 games. I don't care if you averaged 20 points last year. You guys sucked. And so I had to rebrand myself to try to play for his system, which fortunately for me, I was able and adaptable enough to do that. And, you know, sign an extension, and the rest was history.
Kidd has been kind of – a lot of people pin him as the reason that was holding Giannis back. So they then let go of him. They bring in Budenholzer, and they win the title. I don't know. How do you characterize Kidd as a coach?
You know, he was his first – he went with the Nets, right?
That's right.
And that was his first experience as a coach, period. And being at the NBA level – if your first year is being a coach, ask Steve Nash how that was.
Yeah, not great.
He didn't even been back. Steve was like, all right, that's not for me, right? So he was learning just like anybody else, learning on the fly. And his basketball mind, never been around anyone like it. I mean, he would some of the stuff he would do in practice, right? He'd be like, you know what? Like, give me the ball, right? He'd stand out of bounds. And he'd be like, run a play. He'll hit a dude for a layup. You don't see that? We're like, no, we're not a first ballot Hall of Fame 20-year championship point guard. We did not see that, coach. And like, one day we were playing in San Antonio. We were coming off a bad loss, and we were down, like a couple guys were injured, and he practices with us. And at that age, 40, whatever, and he still was fast and physical. Now, the day after that practice, he was in shambles. But that day, I mean, he still was able to play with us and not necessarily be a liability.
Wow. Know?
So, yeah, man, he's, I mean, just being able to be coached by him and, you know, I think that was something that I'll kind of cherish, man, because you don't get to be around greatness like that all the time.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
First year in Milwaukee, and then the second year, a young kid named Giannis gets drafted. You know, they took him, I guess, lottery. Bit of a surprise. I am, again, at the time, I'm sure it was nothing. But looking back, did you see anything in those early Giannis days that were like, holy cow, this guy's going to take over the league?
So the first day he comes in, I used to just stay in Milwaukee for the summers. That was just my strategy for the organization and wanting to be there. Hey, look, we got a show you want to be there. You got to live there. No one's there in the summer. I was there by myself. And so he comes in and they say, hey, John, man, hey, suit up, man. Play Giannis one-on-one. I'm like, all right. But this kid, I mean, he's 18 years old. I'm a three-year college guy plus a year in the league, right? Like I'm a tough cookie, you know what I'm saying? And apparently Giannis had not played over Division II or III in Greece, which, you know, apparently is like high-level high schoolers, right? So we play one-on-one. He can't even get a shot off. He just hadn't adjusted. But what I did, I mean, I beat him every spot, and you know, he'll tell you the same story. But what I did notice about him was he was very savvy, very for a young kid. The handles with defending, how he would grab your hip, and like he was just very. He had a mature feel for the game that usually kids his age don't have, and that's the first thing I kind of noticed about him. And then he's just headstrong, man. As the way he plays, right? He's just so headstrong. So I think like a turning point in his career where even a team, you know, our team was like kind of looking at him, like, okay, young fella was one day we split up bigs and guards. And Coach Kidd's like, Giannis, go down there with the bigs. He's like, I'm not a big man. He's like, what you mean? He's like, I'm not a big man. I'm a guard. Like, I'm not going down there. And J.K. was like, okay, well, go down there with the guards, right? And then I think everyone in the gym was like, okay, this kid's got some balls, right? Like, yeah. This kid's got some – he's got something to him. And I remember the first drill, he comes down with the arms, handling it. We're like, okay, he's a guard, right? Like, okay, like, you know, and that's kind of my Giannis story. And, I mean, he works so hard. I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys I know. And that's a credit to one of the coaches, Sean Sweeney, who he became close with, he's in Dallas right now with Coach Kidd. He kind of – they had like a brotherly relationship, but he pushed him. He pushed him hard, and they argued and they fought, but, you know, kind of instilled that kind of like nastiness in him that he has. And obviously you see where he's become now. I don't think anyone thought that was going to happen, but that's the beautiful thing about sports.
Yeah. So you even said it, not a lot of people wanted to be in Milwaukee at the time. I'm curious, what did Giannis simply change that, or has social media helped change that? Because you're one of those weird athletes who, when you were in high school, I don't think social media was like a big thing, like Instagram, Snap, none of that, right? Well, the college, was there something?
Well, when you win, right, we started winning. It's a lot easier. People want to come, right? When you win, it's just inherently easier to commit somewhere. Like, you know, even if you look at the, remember Dame Lillard interview, and they were talking about, what do you do? He's like, honestly, my life is pretty boring. I sit in the house and I watch YouTube boxing. Like, that's Milwaukee. You practice, you go home. The way the city's set up, like, if you live downtown, not a lot of guys do. So, you know, younger guys do, but, like, there's 30 minutes out to Brookfield and those areas just have homes, so a lot of the families live out there. So it's just not that type of city. A lot of guys that came to Milwaukee that were married said their marriages got a lot stronger when they moved to Milwaukee. So,
wow. I did not see that one coming. So, you know, you have a good run in Milwaukee. I do need to ask about what one of the best clips I saw was the Matt Barnes incident. Listen, I've worked with Matt a little bit at Fox. He is a super interesting guy, a little intimidating initially, but he's just such a chill dude, soft-spoken, easy to work with. But so you had picked up a technical earlier in the game or maybe in the fourth quarter. And then at the end, Barnes is like driving and you swat the living daylights out of his shot, like basically a volleyball spike. Crowd's going wild. There's like five seconds left. You're flexing. I think the refs gave you a technical for maybe exuberant celebration. So you get ejected. Barnes argues. And on the YouTube clip, all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't get a tech, but I think they just tell him that you're subbed out. And he doesn't sit on the bench. He runs into the tunnel. And I can't really find, John, if he got to the locker room. There's a lot of, there's some tweets at the time that were unclear. Why don't you give us the real story?
Yeah. So I was having a bad day that day. NBA, it's going to keep going. You play every day, every other day. At the time, me and my lady at the time, we got into a big argument before the game. I was coming back off a back injury where Coach Kidd sat me in his office, was like, hey, man, we need you back. We need you, man. Like, we need you. I could have probably waited another week.
Oh, jeez.
I could have played, but, you know, I said another week would have been great. But if Coach needs me, I want to be there for my teammates. I don't play the whole first half, right? I played the last 3 minutes of the first half. I play really well when I get in there. So the second half, I end up playing minutes. So I'm pissed. I'm so pissed. Now, at the time, I think the thing, you know, I found out later because for me, when the Matt Barnes thing happened, he ran into the locker room. Or he ran to the, he came through the door. So there's two entrances. You come through the front door with the coach's office, and then you come to our locker room.
Okay.
Gets to the door. He's yelling and screaming. Security's holding him back. I'm on the other side.
You can see him?
I could see him. So I'm facing, he can't see me, but I could see him at the door.
Okay.
Screaming, yelling, profanities. And I'm like, oh, this dude's pissed. Like I ain't that mad. You know what I'm saying? Like this dude wants to like get in here and get after me. Like, you know, like I wasn't that upset. Like we you know, now I was still upset, but I wasn't upset to the point where I'm about to fight somebody. Like, that's not even who I am as a person. So like, I'm not about to fight you, dude. Like this was a heat of the moment, competitive game. We got tossed. Like we move on. So anyways, he goes back into his locker room. And then, you know, apparently he's waiting outside. They won't even let me leave. They took my keys. They said the Bucks, the security.
They refused to let you.
We have valet.
Oh, okay.
We have valet. So they took my keys. They wouldn't let me leave. They said, no, you cannot go there. He's outside. I said, come on, man. Like, was he gonna like attack me? Like, we're NBA players. Like, okay, well, if he comes after me, whatever, we're gonna fight for a little bit and everybody's gonna, like, it's not like we're just gonna be in the streets by ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can walk to my car. Like, everybody's got to relax. No. You can't leave. I said, well, I'm walking out. They're like, well, you don't have your keys, so you can't go nowhere. So I'm just like, all right. I sit in the locker room. I wait. They end up taking my car and pulling around to the other entrance. And then I finally get to leave. And I just thought that was just the dumbest thing ever because, you know, I'm not saying anything would have happened, but, like, I didn't think it was that deep. And the reason why it all started was I flagrant fouled Lance Stephenson. So Lance goes to the free throw line, and then Matt was just talking to me. I don't remember what he was saying, But I was just kind of like, bro, it's got nothing to do with you. Like, relax. Like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, I said something to the tune of that, probably a little more disrespectful, obviously, but
Yeah.
He was like, what'd you say, young fella? You better show me some respect. And then that's when it just took off.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's an added element. That's not, I like that. I mean, again, I don't know how much fans like that. You haven't seen Barnes since, have you?
I haven't seen him. I'd imagine we'd probably say what's up.
Yeah, he's a very chill guy. I mean, super nice and friendly. Yeah, all right. Beyond the battles, I am just curious. You know, like when it's time to hang it up, you've been cheered since, I'm so sure, youth sports, AAU, high school. You've been the man everywhere you went. Made a lot of money in the NBA. What's it like when you're like, you know what? I think I'm just going to shut up, power down. I'm done.
I was, I'll tell you, I was in Puerto Rico. I could have played in, I don't know if you know Red Star, Belgrade, Serbia, EuroLeague.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Red Star was calling. China was offering me a lot of money. There's a couple like European teams that were like, hey, look, we're not going to pay him a lot of money now, but if he does well, then over here, because, you know, EuroLeague, they're not just going to throw you a bunch of money. You got to prove you can play in that league, then you'll pay you. So I said, man, I'm not trying to go to Europe. I told my agent, I said, I want to go somewhere where there's a beach within 10 miles. Find me that place, I'll be there. And so Puerto Rico calls. Pretty much every team in the league was, like, interested. So it was, like, my choice to pick. I picked this team called the Guaynabo Mets. I go over there to practice in April. I tweaked my calf for a little bit, but I ended up practicing. And the power goes out for 5 days. The power plant catches on fire. And I have no power for 5 days. Now, I went to a hotel, but I had to, I went to a hotel eventually. But, like, I mean, for the first day or two, you know, I was like, I'm going to grind this out. This is overseas life. Like, I'm not about to be bougie NBA player. Like, we're just going to figure it out. So I'm charging my phone in the car and watching TV in the car until my phone is charged. And I'm eating sandwiches and stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? And
roughing it.
Roughing it. And, you know, in Puerto Rico, the power goes out apparently a lot. So people were kind of just going about their normal days, which I always thought was pretty cool, right? Like, if the power goes out here for 5 days, we'd have to, like, lock our doors and shut her in. Like,
yeah, no good.
Get sketchy. So the coach there, I don't know what his issue was with me. I don't want to say issue, but, like, you know, when we had a discussion, he would be like, why are you here? You made enough money. I'd be like, what? I was like, what? What'd you say? I'm just asking, man. Like, you know, what? Why are you here? I said, well, why are you here? Because he was an older guy, an American, and a lot of coaches in that league are, like, younger Puerto Rican guy coaches, that, like, maybe national, like, they're trying to increase their profile.
Gotcha.
He was Seth Greenberg's brother. So if for context,
I know Seth Greenberg a little bit. We've had some issues because I joked about him screwing up on Steph Curry, and he didn't like that. I don't know his brother.
Sounds about right. his brother, like, for some, you know, and I had heard that he wanted certain players, and then I called, and they were like, "Well, John Henson called." No, right. I'd heard there's some rumblings that it wasn't necessarily the guy that he wanted. But obviously, if an 8-year, 9-year NBA guy is calling you to come play for you, Dwight Howard's there right now. Same team, actually.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he just signed with them. So I know why. They pay good. But so I'm sitting in the dark. I'm sitting there like, man, I think I'm going to go home.
Yeah, I don't need this.
I think I'm gonna hang it up. You know what I mean? Because I would I hope people listen, because this is a funny story. I practice was at 6 o'clock every day, right? 6 o'clock. So I'm in Puerto Rico. I'm like semi-retired. I'm not necessarily thinking like this is a resurgent career type situation. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm a hoop and enjoy being in Puerto Rico, which was awesome. Weather was beautiful. So yeah, I would. Like, sometimes I would go get, like, a margarita before practice because it's, like, 6 o'clock. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just go get a margarita. Like, you know, like, it's practice at 6. Like, I need to go get dinner and, like, get a little margarita before practice. And, like, that was kind of how I was doing it. You know what I mean? And it was fun. We practiced late, got home at 8 or 9, went to sleep, and, you know, didn't really have many days off either. So I think the whole day
was yours to do whatever you want.
Whole day, but you can't really do whatever you want, right? Practice at 6.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to go to the beach for 5 hours, actually that wears you down sitting in the sun.
You can't, yeah, you can't. You can't go. Yeah, you got to chill. Mm. So
did you have like a crew or a group of friends on the team or anything that were cool?
Yeah, we had some guys that, you know, we would have like every once in a while we'd have like an off day and we'd all go put a tent up at the beach and just chill. And that was the more fun thing, man, just being able to chill at the beach and,
oh yeah,
and vibe. But we didn't get a lot of off days. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I thought we would get 1 or 2 days a week, you know, in NBA, you know, spoiled. Like, nah, like, practice a day. And you know, it was just a situation where I was like, you know what? This was a good experience. It was humbling as well. It was very humbling.
Yeah, I bet.
Very humbling. And so came home and started the gauntlet of the sports media thing. And here I am.
All right. So we can wrap up with sports media. You're doing a lot of college basketball stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a weird year. Last year, none of the number one seeds got to the Final Four. I think none of them got to the Elite Eight. And this year, everybody, oh, Connecticut's going to repeat. I love Houston. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm all messed up from last year's wackiness, but I don't know. Give me a sleeper or two who you got, hey, top 20 team that could make a run. It feels kind of sort of wide open.
I think tonight will be the coming out party. So I would hop on this line at Florida, UF plus 1600 going to the Final Four. It will go down tomorrow.
Wait, guaranteed. Why Florida?
I like what they have. They're trending in the right direction. They've got a good young coach. They've got the size, athleticism, and the dynamic guards. I mean, they're built like these teams that are really, really good. And as of late, they've been rolling. So I think tonight they take care of Alabama. They were up like 15 or 14 at their place, and Alabama stormed back, which is what Alabama does. Alabama, they lull you into this, oh, we can just shoot it out with them. Alabama's not going to play the defense. Well, you can't shoot out with Alabama. When I was at Carolina, when teams would try to run with us, we'd be like, we got them. We got them. Just keep running. Just keep running. And then all of a sudden, you look up, we're up 30, you know, and it's 102 to 80. And, you know, that's kind of what Alabama does. So I think Florida's not going to get into that tonight per se, but I like them at plus 1600. And then Houston, I like to make the Final Four too. I think they break through. They made, I think, a couple years ago. They're just a tough team to beat without the right personnel, and not many people have the right personnel for them. So defensively, I think they're going to suffocate their opponents until they come against someone that can go toe-to-toe with them, but there's not a lot of teams, obviously. And they went in the Big 12 from the American and didn't miss a beat.
That's a good point. On Florida, I'm looking at their stats. This is what I hate to bet on in March Madness. Mm. Bad free throw shooting teams.
Yeah.
They're 284th in the country in free throws. Because you know these March Madness games are going to be close. And it's so frustrating to bet on a team and they're clanging free throws. They do crush it on the offensive glass. How much stock do you put in this, that some of these guys, for instance, I click on one of the names, Tyrese Samuel, big guy, crushes it on the glass. John, he turns 24 in a couple days.
I always laugh. Like, Devin Booker was signing for $200 million at 24. I signed my extension at 25. Like, I was 3 years into the NBA. So, like, it's so interesting to see these. Like, when I was 24, if I was in college, oh, my God.
You'd be dominating.
Oh, my God. Right? Like, it's I think Cormac Ryan on UNC is like 25, 26. Mm. University of Memphis average age is like 25.3. I think, or 24.8, like something like that. Like, these are pros.
Memphis, one of the older teams. St. Bonaventure looks like they're the most experienced team in the country. So the transfer portal has really, it's kind of helped. But I don't know, John, if I'm in an NCAA tournament game and I'm 24 years old and I'm being guarded by a 19-year-old, like, it's game over, isn't it?
It is.
Like, I don't care if you're a McDonald's All-American. If you're 19, your body and nothing's nearly developed.
Do you remember Bernard James?
Who's that?
Bernard James from Florida State, the military guy.
Oh, the big guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was 26. Man, he was throwing us around like ragdolls out there. Like, I remember playing against him. Like, I couldn't do anything with him. I felt like I was playing against a grown man out there. Like, and I think that's what happens with the older guys. And it also – is another reason why these freshman teams, like Kentucky, I think in a normal year, Kentucky would be a lot better. But
oh, yeah.
You have these fifth-year, six-year grad pandemic guys. Like, yeah, Kentucky, you're playing against 24-year-old. Now you're playing against guys 6 years older than you. Won't go. It's not going to go as well as you think. I don't care how talented you are as a freshman.
Yeah, it's weird. This Houston team, I like them. They got some real good players. I just
they're banged up though right now too. It's going to be interesting to see if they can get healthy.
I'm worried to take an offensively challenged team, and I know the numbers are good. They're top 15 offense, but they're a defensive team. And I just remember that NCAA tournament game. Was it like the Elite Eight or Sweet 16? Mm-hmm. Where they fall behind by 10. It's like we can't come back. We don't have the offense. We don't have the firepower. Who was it against last year? Let me look that up. It was against Miami. Yeah, they got blasted by Miami in the Sweet 16, lost by 14.
And they play such a like the only team that has that profile of how they play defensively and their style of play was the UVA team that won. And so that's one team out of years and years and years and years of data and analytics. So I don't think they necessarily have the best shot to win it, but I do love them to make it to the Final Four. I just think that's their floor. But once they come against a high power, like, you know, when you get to the Final Four, right? I mean, you're going to be playing someone that's probably as good offensively and defensive, top, what does it say? The last 20 champions have been top 25 defense, top 10.
Defensive efficiency. Yep. Let me give you two of those real quick. Creighton, any interest at all? Or are they too soft? They don't pressure the ball defensively?
I like Creighton. Creighton could get hot and make a run in the tournament. I just don't know if they have the defensive. I don't know if they can win other ways. I look for teams that can win other ways. That's why I like Houston. Because you got to think, too, Houston has an offensive explosion. Now they're beating anybody. Houston can play defense. Hey, we can slow the game down. Offensively, if you want to go toe to toe with Houston, they can go toe to toe with you. Now that's not their style of play, but I like Iowa State too.
Yeah, no, they're very good. I was going to throw the last one. I throw at you Tennessee with the kid Dalton Connect, who he's such a baller. I like these stories, by the way. I know you were like a McDonald's All American, Parade All American. This is a kid who was at like Northern Colorado. Oh, we don't know if he can cut it. Goes to Tennessee and is like, you know, potential All-American candidate. Now they're like, is he a first-round pick? I don't know. I don't know how much you watch of him, but any interest in Tennessee?
I love Tennessee because if you saw the game against, was it Auburn? I mean, he took that game over. And that's a scary team because they defend at a high level, but also – if they get going, they'll blow you out of the water, right?
Oh, yeah, 39. Damn, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll blow you out of the water. So that's a team that's scary, and they're kind of knocking on the door, too. The last couple of years, they've been, you know, kind of at the end, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, not getting over the hump. But they have the pieces, man. I like Tennessee.
All right, I've kept him too long. John Henson, former North Carolina star, former NBA player, former teammate of Giannis. Great stories, John. Thanks a lot. And, you know, good luck in the media game. I don't think you'll need it, but good luck anyway.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.